By the 1830s, almost all of the large hardwood trees in Massachusetts had been cut down. One of the few places that actually had any wood left was land set aside for the Mashpee Indians.
People made a living off the land itself.
That's Jessie Littledoe Baird, vice chair of the Mashpee Wampanoag tribe. She says that for years, the Mashpee had complained to Massachusetts officials that the white man was cutting down their trees and taking their wood. Those written complaints were usually in their native language.
One of the problems, obviously, is that generally people were not going to be able to read or understand that language. But even if they could, you have a group of people asking the group of people that are responsible for their condition to fix their condition.
And so the Mashpee decided it was time to fix it themselves. Enter William Apes, a Pequot Indian and an ordained Methodist minister. He'd heard about the struggles in Mashpee and had a notion that he could help.
He had a different approach in terms of how to speak to the white man of the day.
Ramona Peters is the Mashpee Wampanoag Tribal Historic Preservation Officer. She points out that Apes had the ear of white men in high places and had the political acumen to present the Mashpee's case in terms that officials couldn't ignore.
Things like, you know, we shared our desire for liberty. We fought together during the Revolutionary War, both wanting liberty and freedom. And that's no less than what Mashpee Indians are asking for now.
And so a tribal council was convened on May 21st, 1833. Apes and the Mashpee leaders drew up a document that is known today as the Mashpee Indian Declaration of Independence. Not only did the Mashpee declare the right to govern themselves, they also drew a line in the sand. As of July 1st, outsiders would no longer be permitted to cut wood on their land. But when July 1st came, so did the white men. Despite the warnings, two men from Barnstable piled up their horse-drawn cart with freshly cut virgin hard wood. They were met by six Mashpee, including Apes.
You know, they said, you're not going to take the wood, dumped out of the cart, and the men left with their cart.
The Mashpee men were arrested, but the wood riot, as it came to be known, proved to be a turning point.
It definitely was a huge step in the right direction for people to be able to practice self-determination and not be under a different set of laws simply because of the color of their skin and their different lifestyle.
And as Peters points out, it's a path of self-determination that the Mashpee and other tribes are still carving out, even today.
Each president issues a new policy on how to treat American Indians. Sometimes it's been assimilation, sometimes it's been extermination. Right now, since the Clinton administration, tribes across the country have been deemed sovereign nations. So you see the evolution of this and people being more ready to be sovereign once again.
The Mashpee Declaration of Independence, drafted and signed 181 years ago this week. For WCAI, I'm Edgar B. Herwick III.